AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. On his way home from a trip to Africa, Pope Leo urged the United States and Iran to return to talks to end the war. He also said, as a pastor, he cannot be in favor of war. He would like to encourage everyone to find responses that come from a culture of peace and not hatred and division.
So the Holy See, by maintaining, if you will, a neutrality and looking for ways to continue our positive diplomatic relationship with so many different countries, we're actually trying to find a way to apply the gospel to concrete situations so that the lives of people can be improved.
The Africa trip was dominated by the very public back and forth between Leo and President Trump over the war. President Trump, meantime, has ordered the military to shoot and kill Iranian small boats, choking the Strait of Hormuz. Oil prices are higher and stocks are lower at the closing bell on Wall Street. The AP's Amelia Thompson-DeVoe reports a new AP NORC Center poll finds several issues have hurt President Trump's approval ratings among Hispanics, a group that helped get him elected in 2024.
His ratings are comparably higher on immigration, but even on that issue, he's seen erosion. Our latest poll found that only 18% of Hispanic adults under 45 approve of the way Trump is handling immigration, compared to 40% of Americans overall. Continued economic uncertainty, despite Trump's promises to bring down prices, may also be a factor here.
More job losses. Meta is laying off about 8,000 workers, about 10% of its workforce. The governor of Louisiana says there's an active shooter scene today at the Mall of Louisiana in Baton Rouge. Fallen trees and limbs scattered across Georgia by Hurricane Helene more than a year ago are now helping fuel destructive wildfires in the state. 50 homes have been destroyed. This is AP News. More people may qualify for dual Canadian citizenship.
Under a recent change to Canada's requirements that's led to a surge in applications, Zach and Natasha Loud had been considering moving abroad following the federal immigration enforcement surge in their home state of Minnesota. The couple had previously lived in Germany while Zach had served as a psychiatrist in the Army. His brother shared the revelation that their grandmother's Canadian ancestry made them citizens. Their neighbor to the north became the obvious choice.
I've been in a bunker that while you're getting attacked, and yet I felt safer there than at moments I felt watching my own government.
Zach Loud said he and Tasha had become increasingly alarmed by the tactics of federal agents in Minnesota.
I want my daughters to be able to have a secure, healthy environment.
Driven by politics, family heritage, job opportunities, and other factors, thousands of Americans are exploring whether the easier process makes now the right time to gain dual citizenship. I'm Haya Panjwani.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.